Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
As you heard in the bulletin, the long-awaited white paper on universal health insurance was at last published today. Now, under the plan, everyone in Ireland will have health insurance with state subsidies for some. Health Minister James Reilly has described the plan as the most radical reform of our health services in decades, which will result in a fairer, more effective health service. Now, for their analysis of the plan, I'm joined by the UCC health economist Dr. Brian Turner and by Dermot Good, health insurance analyst with Cornmarket Financial Services. But before we talk to both of them, Fergal Bowers, our health correspondent, is going to take us through what is in this white paper. Because, Fergal, at its core, this is changing our health system to a one-tier system where access will be based on need rather than the ability to pay. But how do we get there?
Well, we're promised that universal health insurance will be in place in 5 years' time, and a lot of measures have to happen before that's possible. It will be mandatory. People will choose which insurer they want to buy the plan from. There'll be a standard UHI plan. Everyone will pay the same for the same policy, irrespective of age or risk. The standard plan, it's going to cover a hospital and GP care. We pretty much know that. But the exact range of services has still to be decided. It certainly won't cover long-term residential care. That's covered under a fair deal. There'll be a commission set up, and it'll report next year on what the basket of care, what will be covered under this plan. So we'll have to wait and see that. And the exact cost of universal health insurance won't be determined until the Department of Health conduct a full analysis, and we're expecting that within a year. So there's a lot of things we don't know. Two big issues. We'll be moving to a one-tiered system. So there'll be one waiting list for everybody in the country. So if that happened today, it'll be a very long waiting list, because while waiting lists are coming down, there are tens of thousands of people waiting for treatment. So if it happened today, you'd have people waiting longer, everybody waiting longer. And then also, the cost of health insurance has been soaring for the last decade and beyond. So something probably has to be done, must be done on that to reverse rising costs. Otherwise, universal health insurance could be unaffordable or unachievable. And the minister has been talking today about reducing unnecessary tests, more clinical audit, about the need for certain treatments. But they'll have to get costs down if this is going to be achievable.
Can I take you through some of the levels of healthcare we have at the moment and what people enjoy, and see if we can figure out what they're going to get under this new system? If I have a medical card at the moment, how will my health system change?
Well, if you have a medical card at the moment and UHI comes in, as we're told, you won't pay anything for the standard basket of care. You'll be covered for that. The state will fund that. And then you'll get, obviously, free hospital care and also GP care.
Nothing really changes for me with my medical card, except I now have a health insurance which is paid for by the state, as my medical card was provided to me by the state.
That's right. That's what you would expect there. If you move on beyond that to the next group.
Yeah, the next group. Let's say people who have either left the private health insurance market because they can't afford it, or have made decisions that they don't take on or can't afford to take health insurance anyway. What happens to them?
These people will, people on low income, or as you say, virtually no income, will apply for financial support towards their plan, either fully covered or subsidised, and they will apply to a national insurance fund. And there'll be a means test, as there is with the medical card and others. So it will decide whether these people need a contribution or full payment towards the cost of their universal health insurance plan.
But it's unclear, is it, at this stage, how much they might have to pay?
We don't know that. And then the next group moving on from that is people who enjoy a good income, and then the even higher earners who will have to pay the full cost of their of their health insurance plan. But what's interesting here is, I mean, for example, if you have a high-level health insurance plan at the moment, it'll be mandatory. You'll have to have the basic standard cover. But if you want to take on additional cover, you can take on additional cover, but it won't allow you to get into the system faster. But if you do take on additional cover over and above what's provided for under the basic basket, that'll probably be risk-rated. So what you'll pay for that will be based on your health status and your age. So for certain people and older people, that could be incredibly expensive.
What has James Riley been saying, though, to people about what it might cost them? I heard him on the news at one today talking about a figure of, was it 920 or 950 euro per year, the present average cost of private health care, and that it wouldn't cost people more than that.
Well, firstly,
for the basic basket, I suppose.
Yes. Firstly, we don't know how much universal health insurance is going to cost. And this was the subject of quite a battle between the Department of Health and Enterprise and Reform and Finance. But what the minister did say today was that if universal health insurance was in place in 2013, the average premium would be at 920 euro, that's after tax. And what he's saying is that he believes that after tax, based on today's prices under universal health insurance, what the average premium will be much less than 920 euro per person based on today's prices. And everyone will have free GP care at the point of use. What's important there is that at the moment when you have, most people have private health insurance, they don't have free GP care. But that will be part of this. So that's an additional benefit. That's his rough estimate. That figure could come back to haunt him.
When will we know more?
Well, a couple of things. The Commission will report next year on the standard basket of care, and we need to see what it is that people are getting. Is it very comprehensive or is it quite restricted? Also, will drugs be included under UHI or through a separate scheme? I think it's likely that they won't be included in universal health insurance. People certainly would make co-payments and have to contribute towards drugs if it was. It'd probably be in a separate scheme, like the drug refund scheme. And the government has also to consider if tax relief on health insurance will continue or be subsumed into the overall scheme of financial support for universal health insurance. So there's a lot of questions.
Did she say anything, Fergal, in relation to, I mean, we've a tax-led health system, if you like, at the moment. Did he say anything today about income tax or about the health levies?
Well, the system is going to be funded overall. There's three ways this new system will be funded. Through the current taxation system, general taxation, co-payments, which is you, I and others contributing something towards it at certain levels, and insurance premiums being paid by people and full premiums being paid by people who have the money. But we're talking about 2019 for this to come into place. So it will be an issue for the next administration, and that's probably important. So it's not coming today or tomorrow. It is 5 years away. And I think for people who have private health insurance and who see those costs rising, they will be demanding that something be done, certainly in the interim, to stall that rise so that within 5 years, premiums aren't so high that they can't be afforded. And what if, for example, say universal health insurance doesn't come in or doesn't come in on time and is heavily delayed, what happens to people paying private health insurance if those costs aren't controlled?